A competition for talent after Katrina is our subject as we focus on the workplace this Wednesday. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is laying off up to 3,000 city employees because the city can't afford them anymore. But some other people in the hurricane's path are in demand. As some Gulf Coast businesses struggle to reopen, out-of-state firms are trying to snatch their workers. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In the business world, it's called poaching. That's certainly how Skipper Rinaldi saw it. Rinaldi spent years as a contractor in New Orleans. Today, he runs the Associated Building Contractors chapter there and tries to help local companies find work. A few days after Katrina hit, search firms began calling him, looking to hire construction supervisors displaced by the hurricane.
I would say it's, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 a day. Headhunters calling, looking for project managers and project execs and project superintendents to send them to places like Miami and Tampa and Orlando. And I think, you know, to a great extent, you know, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, that want to capitalize on somebody else's hardship.
Construction workers are in heavy demand because of the nation's housing boom. But outside firms are targeting other Gulf Coast workers as well, including doctors, lab researchers, and nurses. Dr. Alan Miller is a health sciences administrator at Tulane University in New Orleans. He says competitors are dangling incentives to lure away his staff.
We heard, you know, almost within the first week of people who were receiving offers, don't worry, you can move your whole program here. We'd love to have you, and these are all the things that we're going to give you. We heard of offers to whole research groups that if you come here, we'll build a building for you.
Tulane is operating out of Houston while it works to reopen back home. Miller says he resents institutions trying to poach staff when his university is in crisis.
I come off very indignant and very angry, and I point out to the people what they're doing.
Miller says employees have remained loyal so far, but his colleague, Larry Balliott, is having a harder time holding on to staff.
Other hospitals are offering very generous bonuses, and they're covering expenses for relocations.
Balliott oversees human resources for Tulane's affiliated hospitals. He says he's already lost at least 45 nurses, 3 pharmacists, and 3 technicians.
One of the primary commands is that they promise housing. And when you're talking to a nurse or medical technologist that's lost her home, housing becomes an important issue.
Like other states, Louisiana faces a shortage of nurses. So Balliott recruited from all over the country. Now his hospitals are paying a price.
About 40% of the nurses that we hired at Tulane University Hospital came from outside the state of Louisiana. So many of them don't have ties to New Orleans or Louisiana. Consequently, many of them are going back home and finding jobs in other states. What was a very sound recruiting strategy prior to Katrina now backfired on us.
Organizations recruiting Gulf Coast workers say they're just helping those left jobless by the storm while filling labor needs in other regions. Rick Beasley runs South Florida Workforce. It's a nonprofit which is trying to connect displaced laborers with training programs and local construction companies. Beasley says if workers from the Gulf Coast decide to stay in South Florida, that's great. If not, he says they can always go back home and help with rebuilding.
You know, someone said, well, that's, you know, stealing other citizens. And it's like, well, no. What we're trying to do is that those citizens who right now have no way to go or nowhere to go and they really don't know what to do, what we're saying here, Miami is an option.
No one knows how many businesses are actually recruiting workers from the Gulf Coast or how many are accepting their offers. But Rinaldi, who runs the Building Contractors chapter, says he would hate to see outsiders succeed in dismantling the local labor force, especially because there will be so much reconstruction work in southeastern Louisiana. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in New Orleans.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington.